Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. This is the final episode of the Celtic Invasion of Wales series. So let me catch you up. I left a couple days a little bit light because I was tired. The trip's at the end and I'm tired. But I wanted to let you know what happened at the end. So the let's see, I think we go back to Thursday. After our awesome night with Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer, we went to the Llyn Peninsula. That's another fun one to say. Headed over to Pwtheli, which is a town, not much of a town for, like, you know, visiting. We went there because one of our invaders has family who was originally from Pwtheli and on the Llyn Peninsula in Wales. And it was kind of cool. We had a nice little walk around, stopped to get some tea and such before we headed on to one of the destinations I picked was something called the Porth Isgo. Now, we put that into the GPS and it did not show up. However, the big town nearby, Rhiwi, R-H-I-W, was in the GPS. So we drove to Rhiwi, however that's pronounced, and drove through the town, and I kind of left it a little bit light, open, and since I didn't know where exactly we were going, where this little thing, I found it in a walking guide, you see, and so the guide was great, had this thing, but some of our travelers were not able to walk as far, so I thought we'd, you know, get as close as we could to the Porth Isgo and try to, you know, see it from there. Lo and behold, we stumbled upon it after driving around these one-lane roads all over the countryside. We found some cars that were parked and we said, hey, let's go here. This looks like a neat, and it was awesome. There was a gorgeous valley and we walked down it and walked. Then we found some, and then we came to this gate at the end of the valley near the ocean. Lo and behold, Porth Isgo. And so we found it. Some of us climbed down this steep hill down to the ocean side. It turns out if we had just waited and walked a little further, there were some stairs that actually went to another part where there's an actual beach and a waterfall, and I missed it, and I'm so disappointed. But it was still totally awesome. We had a great time down there, climbing back up, walking all the way back, turning around the van. And then we drove on to Aberdaron, I think the place was called, where we grabbed lunch at this quaint little Welsh village with just a few houses, you know, a few dozen houses maybe, and a few shops and a nice pretty beach where I promptly laid down and caught a few Z's for a moment before we decided we were going to head back to the house. Now, first we were going to stop off at a garden and for a park, and unfortunately the park was closed, so we ended up heading all the way back to the house where I went to look for food for the evening. Now, I had originally planned that I was going to make reservations, but at a nice restaurant, and we were going to make this happen. Turns out, though, since we got back late, I called like a dozen restaurants, and all of them were booked. Except one who responded, yeah, we might be able to fit you in. It was a big if. And so we said, well, let's give it a shot. So we ended up driving through the back country past pheasants and fowls and all the way to the little town of Praith, I think it was, and the old boathouse where we had an absolutely fantastic dinner. I don't know about you, Kevin. Kevin's still he's the last of the stragglers who's hanging with me, but it was absolutely a fantastic meal, and it was a nice way to close up the our last night also in our little humble abode in Brynreng, I think is the name of the town that we were staying in, where the windmill cottage is. Wow, these names are still coming to me. We woke up earlier than we expected the next morning, got everything cleaned up around the house and ready to go, hit the road and drove to, and of course, as soon as I say that, here, Betis Ikoid, Betusikoid, which is in the mountains. We'd spent a few days by the beaches. I thought it was time to hit the mountains. And so glad we did, because Betusikoid is this, it was completely different from what I imagined from reading about it in, you know, various guidebooks and such. But it was this, well, there's a stream that runs through the town, and there is a whole bunch of shops and such. Of course, the whole Snowdon Mountains and that whole area is really big on walking trails, hiking trails, biking trails, climbing trails. They got it all. And so this town was generally in general catered to that. But for me, we stopped there and we got to see, you know, we took a couple hours to soak in the town, and it was absolutely stunning. It was different from what I expected. I expected these like cobblestone bridges and such, and it wasn't quite like that. It was like this gorgeous river, this great walking trail, and these beautiful buildings, and I don't know. It was just very quaint, very beautiful, relaxing, sweet. I immediately went shopping because I hadn't gotten some presents for various people in my family. So I immediately went to on a shopping spree, and turns out they had some great stuff while I was there. And then, let's see, I grabbed some food before we hit the road once again, this time to St. Winifred's in Holywell, depending on who's pronouncing it, I guess. I don't entirely know. I think it's Holywell, though. St. Winifred's, there was a bath, St. Winifred's well, where there was supposedly miraculous powers and such. And apparently, no one stepped in the water except for me. I was reading all the details about St. Winifred and such because I thought it was fascinating. And I was the only one who stepped in the water, but it was a little bit, lots of bugs floating on the water and to having fun. So I guess they didn't feel that, the need, the calling to join, to go into St. Winifred's well. And from there, we drove on to Mold. Yes, we slept in Mold our last night in Wales. And we arrived and decided everyone took some downtime. I actually went for a walk into Mold. Yes, I walked in Mold, and it was actually just went to go to a grocery store or something. I ended up finding one, and it was about a 30-minute walk both ways, each way, so nice. I came back really tired, ready to eat. The food there was okay. I think some enjoyed it more than I did. I was a little bit disappointed in the food at the hotel, but, you know, Beaufort Park Hotel, the accommodations were nice otherwise. I liked the hotel otherwise. And I guess the next morning, we got up too darn early. I'm still tired, because that's today. And then drove and dropped off the last, all but Kevin. And Kevin and I caught a flight on Ryanair over to Dublin. We flew into Dublin because, of course, the prices are a lot cheaper. And he and I spent the day in Dublin. Now, I got to remember a few things about Dublin. First and foremost, get a taxi. I think it's a hit or miss, apparently, because I guess we have one out of three that was awesome. We got this guy for dinner time, and he was just brilliant, just spouting off, oh, you should, this place, this restaurant, this pub, you want to go there. You don't want to go to that, blah, blah, blah. He was just really cool. I'm not disappointed at all that I didn't go to the Brazen Head, which was supposed to be the oldest pub in Ireland, although I seem to recall there was a place in way off in on the other side over by Blarney that also claimed to be the oldest. I don't entirely remember what the story was, but nevertheless, it was okay because he suggested a great restaurant called Green 19, and the food was, I thought, was fantastic. And then we stopped off at a pipe at Flannery's. I don't remember, but Flanagan's. But it was a nice little pub, really quiet. Rugby playing on the TV, and very nice. Now, what I was gonna say about Dublin, though. So I wanted to do two things. First off, I wanted to go to the GPO, and if I could have killed Maine in prison, the GPO is the General Post Office. And admittedly, I was a little disappointed. It was because I wanted – the GPO is where the rebels fought in what was it, 1917 or 18, the big Irish rebellion, where many of the great leaders died, including Patrick Pearse and others. And I was hoping some – I don't know. I don't know what exactly I was expecting, but it was basically a post office, first off, which was like, what are we doing here? But they did have a small museum, and it was very small. It was neat. You know, for €2, it wasn't, you know, it was definitely worth it. But I was kind of hoping for something a little bit more, and maybe I'll find that next time I come and I go to Kilmainham jail. So that was one thing I wanted to do, and then the other was to go shopping on, and so I went headed down to Grafton Street. But I remembered after we got all the way down to St. Stephen's Green that actually I think some of the best actual shopping is up by the GPO on the other side, and there's a lot of big stores there that I probably would have preferred going to. I was not able to finish my shopping that I really wanted to do, so I will wing it, I guess. But it's Saturday, and Dublin is packed. And that's what I really realized. Now, I've said in the past that I am an introvert, so large crowds don't impress me. They don't make me happy. And so I think if I ever do a trip that's going to be back in Dublin, first off, it won't be on a Saturday or Sunday, probably during a weekday. Dublin has a lot to offer, and there's a lot of cool stuff in this town, and I don't entirely know what all those things are, you know. Obviously, talking to some of these taxi drivers, or maybe even getting a bus tour would be probably the way to go. But as far as, you know, the number of people, it was just way overwhelming. So finding this little pub was really nice because it was nice and quiet. And, you know, I'm not a huge drinker. In fact, I posted on Facebook that I wanted to do this 3-beer taste test. And by the end of dinner and a pint at this pub, I was done. I'm like, all right, let's get home. I want to go to sleep. So all in all, though, the Celtic invasion of Wales was a huge success. I'm actually very proud of how it went this year because it just everything that I've been learning over the years since I started doing trips in 97 and then doing the Celtic invasion vacations starting in 99, everything came together and it was organized and planned the way I wanted it to be. Plus the music was spectacular this year. And I got to say, I'm going to be hard pressed to find the caliber of musicians that I had this year and next year. Now, I still haven't totally decided where we're going next year. I am looking at the idea of returning to Dingle, Ireland, and maybe hitting Cork and Waterford. If you have thoughts, I would love to hear them. If you have been to Wales, I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you have thoughts about traveling, eating out, and anything, I don't care. Let me know what you think. And that is all for this podcast. I thank you so much for listening. And this will be a conclusion. I'm going to put this in a nice playlist where you can listen to everything about our Celtic invasion vacation, which is a great little guide to what happens on these trips. So thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.